which got me into a little bit of trouble.
That's not even funny.
Can't believe we came up with a whole episode, pretty much.
I'd be like, all right, I got 10 minutes. And I'd run to the computer, fucking pull my pants down.
The fire is dying.
I can't even say it. So stupid.
Mr. Yorick!
Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress. Could you hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you. Something was fucked up with my mic.
Idiot.
Because I did this whole thing where I was like, hola, ¿cómo te llamas? Me gustas las papas fritas.
Oh. That's good.
I remember I did there was a video that we, in like middle school Spanish, that we watched that was like to teach us about me gusta. I don't know.
What is me gusta again?
I like.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Me gusta. And they were like, me gusta las papas fritas, which are French fries. And it was like a woman like eating French fries and loving French fries. And then it was like, me gusta. But it would go, no me gusta. But I remember like there was one part that was like, me gustas las papas fritas. And it was a woman eating French fries. And then the next clip was, no me gusta. And it was Godzilla attacking a city.
Wait, did you make this?
No.
Oh,
this it was like a video that they showed
us. Educational material?
Yes. And it was like, no me gusta. And then it was like, me gusta something.
So yeah, I like how you're saying it like it is the Ufa porno video.
And it may just be because I'm thinking of like 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I feel like it was.
Oh, I mean, I hope it was. That'd be better.
There is something that I want to show you, a video that we'll watch when we're in the same room together, that I found when I was coming out for the last wedding I was out there for, and I stopped.
Oh, yeah, that one.
I stopped in New York, and I drove because I was an idiot, and I stopped in New York, and I was like watching TV when I got into the room at like midnight. Mm-hmm. And there was a weird like Spanish car dealership commercial that was real weird, and it's on YouTube. You can find them on YouTube. So,
All right.
Real bizarre.
I'm D.
But yeah. So how are you, sir?
I'm all right. I think I'm getting sick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like a cold. Like a cold.
Yeah. Yeah, my stupid roommate got it from someone else stupid. And, so now, I mean, he's been sick since, like, I don't know, Wednesday night, Thursday morning.
I wanted you to say October for some reason. I was really hoping you'd be like, he's been sick since October.
since, like, October. He's been sick since, like, middle of last week, and hadn't been getting it. I was fine. I was taking some precautions with my vitamins and stuff like that.
And then you guys made out.
And
then you guys made out and you caught it.
Yeah. So this morning I woke up and I started to feel a little funny, as they say, a little, you know, not gay, just funny.
Greg, don't put yourself down. You're always funny.
And then, so I don't know. It's not bad. And maybe this is it, because my immune system is typically very strong, but if I get as sick as he's been, I'm going to be pissed. Yeah. And probably shouldn't go to work tomorrow, if it happens.
If it happens. Well, I apologize if I'm going to try and avoid coughing, but there's a chance I gave myself lung cancer today.
So. Oh, good. How'd you do that?
Once the winter hit, we were like, all right, we're kind of happy with the house the way it is and everything.
So you started smoking inside?
Yeah. So then I was like, my wife was like, you gotta stop smoking inside. And I was like, geez, what is this, the 1980s? The 1990s, I guess it would have been.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you gotta stop smoking inside. And I'm like, geez, you sound like my mother to my father. God. And then we were sitting at the table, and I was just like, you want me fucking smoking outside? I want a divorce. And she was like, well, don't do that. Just like, why don't you clean out the garage? And I was like, all right, I guess maybe I could smoke in the garage. You know, I get a little leather recliner in there, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, a glass for brandy or cognac or something, you know, something nice.
Right, yeah.
You know, a nice little stand for an ashtray and a bottle of Jergens. You know.
Sorry, I've been smoking inside, too.
Okay, so none of that happened. But, okay. Well, except for the part where we kind of were like, we're done kind of doing stuff on the house.
Right.
And then the weather got nicer, and we saw a Lowe's commercial, and we were like, we should start doing stuff on the house again.
Like outside? Outside
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, the garage has been bothersome. Because you can't fucking walk in it, because we just, like, shoved a bunch of shit in there, and then I had the garbage bags from when we tore up the carpets and stuff, and, like, all that shit in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to... And I wanted, like, I have a couple projects and things that I want to do that I need a little kind of, like, workbench for, you know? A little woodworking station.
Yeah, for when you need to get away from the wife.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Honey, I'm gonna go build a boat in the garage.
She's like, build a boat.
What are you, Gibbs? And I'm like, maybe. That's, you know, maybe. And people are like, what the fuck is he talking about? NCIS, it's a very popular show. It's in its like 14th, 15th, 18th season. I don't know. My parents watch it all the time. It's always on USA.
USA.
Yeah. They're just like, it's the USA NCIS. Gibbs grabs his gear marathon. It's always a weird theme. Because whenever I go and visit my parents, they're always watching NCIS, and it's always on USA.
They don't get sick of it?
And no. No, they love it.
I mean, there are a bunch of different versions of it, so I guess...
No, but it's always like an NCIS. It's always the original NCIS.
Oh, they're always watching the original.
Okay. Yeah. I think they've watched the other ones, but I don't like them as much.
Yeah. They're classic.
I think they try the New Orleans, and they're just like, Scott Bakula plays one character... And that is Dr. Samuel Beckett. He will never be anybody else. Well, he was the captain on Enterprise. I thought that was Kirk. No, it was Bakula, like the one before it. And they're just like, I don't know what you're talking about. Anyway.
I don't know what you're talking about either.
They did like the Enterprise, like the first Enterprise. And Scott Bakula was the captain of it.
Really?
Hmm?
Wow, I totally missed that. Okay.
The show was just called Enterprise. It was like the original Enterprise when we first, like, I guess, got warp drive and shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
When we got warp drive.
Yeah, when we.
Oh, okay, Keith.
As, like, the planet Earth got warp drive. I was there, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. All right, okay.
I was there when that drunk asshole figured out warp drive and the Vulcans were like, hey, wait a minute. Like continue. 2% of our audience is understanding half of what I'm saying right now.
I'm barely with you.
Okay, anyway. It's been a long day, and I'm surviving on two cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
Because I was like, all right, my goal today is to get the garage in better shape than it is right now. So that meant moving bags and stuff, and there's... like the shit from the like the floor, like the carpet padding in there. There's the carpet dirt, there's other dirt, there's probably like brick dust and stuff, there's probably like the remains of a dead animal in there. Oh, and I was like, oh, I'll shop vac it up, and then the shop vac started like spewing out all this dust because I had it on blow instead of suck. So like I
typical Keith.
I was good for a while. Speaking of that though, I remembered recently and like something I read or something they might have told me in health class where they were like talking about like blowjobs, and they were just like, even though it's called a blowjob, you shouldn't blow into the penis, because if you do, like, you could get an air bubble in your arteries and die.
Wait, what? No. No this, way.
Yes, there's something that I read, or like something.
I mean, I know that you should, you know, flick your needle with your heroin in it so you don't get air bubbles into your veins. Yeah.
They were like, listen, it's more of a sucking like action than a blowing action, because
I like how they like told you how to do it.
It was either something I read or I don't think it was health class. Maybe it wasn't. I might be making that up. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I hope it was health class.
I do too.
I hope they demonstrated it on a banana or something. Did they do the put the condom on the banana?
No, they didn't. There was something I remember her talking about, something about like the one health teacher, whose name I don't remember, but I remember she was real weird. Not like weird in like a weird way, and like, but it was like, looking back, I'm like, that was kind of weird. And I think I've talked about it before. She often made the comment to me that like, her and her husband had said if they had a child, they probably would have named him Keith. And I was like, that's a weird thing to say. So,
yeah.
Looking back, I'm like, maybe that was my chance to fuck a teacher. Like,
maybe
that was it.
Huh.
Like, maybe that could have been something, but I don't know.
Yeah, you could have been a contender, Keith.
Yeah. Anyway, so I was working in the garage, and I had all the shit in the air. And I was fine during it, and then, like, later on, once I had settled down, I just developed this this cough in, like, my lungs hurt, and I'm like, I have so much shit in there. I probably have lung cancer now.
Yeah.
So, I probably should have worn one of those masks, you know?
Oh, like the Asian people do when they're riding the subway.
Well, no, that's more of, like, a doctor's mask. I mean, like, one of the actual, like worker masks. You know, something that like 3M would have made, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was hoping you meant like one of the, you know, surgical mask things.
Well, I mean, that probably would have helped too.
Yeah. I guess it would have had the same
either
effect.
One of those would have made it slightly better. But I didn't do that, so now my lungs are fucked up.
Yeah, you're fine. I'm sure you won't die.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We took a lot of journeys on me explaining why I got lung cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We took a lot of side trips.
I'm not going to lie to you. All the fake ones were far more interesting than the real one.
Yeah. But the thing about the health teacher was, I do remember she, like, it might have been even something that she said, because I do remember her, and it's burned in my brain, I think she was talking about like the importance of a condom during oral sex.
Okay.
And I think she like was talking about like putting like you could do something like there's flavored ones and you could put it on with your mouth or something.
Oh, is that still a thing? Do you think? But
I don't know. Probably not.
Yeah, I feel like those. Well, at least they're just not at the places I go.
I mean,
maybe buy those at the porno stores.
Yeah, yeah, I feel like that's not really a thing anymore. But because the only time I think I've ever seen them was when I was like in a bar bathroom, and you could buy one for like 50 cents in those machines, you know?
Oh yeah,
it was like aspirin, cologne, condoms, and those were the things you could buy.
Yeah, usually a bowling alley is a good place for that kind of stuff too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got the really weird vending machines. Like the one at do you remember the one at the Boston Bowl? And it had like, it was just the strangest assortment of things, and it was, I mean, there were like towels for your hands if your hands got sweaty while you were bowling. Oh. Then there were also like tampons, condoms, like it was a nice weird group of things. So, like, you could go there instead of going to CVS.
So, listen, I just bowled a near-perfect game. You want to fuck? I got this cherry flavored condom.
Yeah. Don't like cherry? There's others in there.
Yeah, but can you break a dollar? Because I don't have change. You yep. want you want banana for my banana? No. Wait, where are you going? Why are you walking away?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing is that the caliber of people you're probably getting to talk to in there are not the ones you'd want to sleep with. Then again, I guess if you're in that position, maybe you're okay with that.
Yeah, I think if you're buying condoms from a vending machine at a bowling alley, chances are the caliber of people that you're trying to fuck is not high on your list.
That's true. That's true. I think it's the right audience.
Yeah, yeah. It's target demographic. Like, if you were trying to present this on Shark Tank, they'd be like, well, you know your target demographic, so that's good. But, you know, I really don't see this as a deal for me. I can't do it on QVC. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all that happened today. Mm.
All right.
Well, some of that happened many years ago. But I don't think... Did I say that when she was talking about putting the condom on... She made a face that has burned in my brain. That was basically the face that she would have made had she been giving an actual blowjob.
Really?
Yeah. And I don't think she did it on purpose.
She was like miming it out?
Oh, yeah, okay. Like she had her hand and then like her face, her mouth went into like, and her jaw loosened. And I was just like, that's a very specific face. Like she couldn't just said it. She couldn't just said like you could put the condom on with your mouth. But she made a face and I was just like, that's real interesting.
What,
And years later, I'm like, I might have been able to see that face. But I also might have ended up in a courtroom. So, you know what? It all probably worked out.
What grade was this?
This was in high school.
It was high school. Okay. All right. You know, I was gonna say, like, I remember going over, like, sex ed stuff in, like, fifth and sixth grade. But, like, I don't think blowjobs were ever brought up. I think that was more just the reproduction of sex.
Yeah, I know. I think in health class it came up.
Yeah. Well, I guess by then they're probably like, well, these fucking animals are going to start doing this, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just like, we gotta do something about this.
Yeah, we got to show them how to put it on with their mouth.
Yeah, we gotta show them.
We're gonna go down to the bowling alley and buy a bunch of flavored condoms.
Yeah, and then the male gym teacher that was also the sex ed teacher was just like, I don't want to do this anymore.
You see this male gym teacher trying to put a condom on a banana with his mouth.
He's like, I don't want to do this. I was almost in the NBA, but then I fucked up my knee.
Yeah.
And they're just like, come on, you weren't almost. Now I'm
unrolling a condom with my lips.
Yeah, now. How almost mighty have fallen.
Yeah, yeah. Good God. Well,
how the almost mediocre have fallen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure he wasn't going to be anything good. I remember the middle school gym teacher, Mr. Conroy. He was just like your stereotypical hard ass.
That is a great
male gym teacher. Yeah, Mr. Conroy. And he was bald. He wore a whistle and he would just like, he'd have like track pants on and then this really tight t-shirt, like to the point where you could like see the individual hairs on his chest.
Nice.
Because the shirt was so tight. And, oh yeah. And he would just stomp around and like call everyone by their last name. You know, no one had a first name. He was great. And then the female gym teacher was Miss Parsley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. As you might imagine, she was almost as manly as Mr. Conroy.
Okay.
And she had more hair.
And she didn't do much. She was just there for appearance.
I don't know if she was there for appearance. I didn't interact with her quite as much.
Well, I assume she takes it after her namesake.
Miss Parsley.
Yeah.
She was just kind of there for decoration.
Yeah.
No one was keeping Miss Parsley around for decoration. No one. No. Not even her wife. But that was an interesting duo. And I think he did kind of pop into a couple health classes to discuss the male side of the of sex. And oh man. Nothing like getting a lesson about sex from a guy who learned about it in like the 40s.
Yeah.
Knew everything.
And he's like, all right, listen, you can put prophylactics on with your mouth. I learned that from a Parisian hooker during the war.
During WW2.
You can do that. I highly recommend it.
I'm into that kind of a thing. Miss Parsley, she'll now talk to you about dental dams.
She will now talk to you about that. And it says here manscaping. That must be a typo. She's probably talking about landscaping. Because, you know, dandelion season is coming up. Miss Parsley, take over.
Oh, there's no way Mr. Conroy manscaped. There's just no way. Like, his only form of manscaping was when he started to go bald on his pubes.
He's like, honey, they're coming out in clumps.
Yeah, and he's just, like, yanking them out. That was manscaping for Mr. Conroy. I actually, go ahead.
He pulls his pants down in front of his wife. She's like, it looks weird. And he goes, I did the comb over.
He's combing the pubes on the side over, like, the bottom of his dick.
Yeah, the pubes on top of his dick have gone away, so now he's just combing the right ones over to the left side.
Oh, God. Special occasions, he's fucking putting moose in there.
Oh.
So his sister was actually the music teacher. And that's the one that I almost killed by giving pneumonia to.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, Mrs. Conroy. I guess she never got married or something.
So she was Miss Conroy.
She was Miss... Oh, I guess Miss, not even Mrs.
Yeah, because otherwise that's a weird family dynamic.
It was either that or she married his brother or something. I forget. I think they might have been. Actually, that might have been it. She might have married his brother. Okay. But, yeah, she almost died and then retired.
Oh, well, that's a good story.
Yeah, well, you know, it was... hey, they wanted me back. They were like, you can't miss any more school. And I was like, all right. And I went back, and then Miss Conroy went on the DL.
I don't think you can catch pneumonia that way, though.
You can't? I don't know.
I don't think you can.
You can give it to someone.
No, I don't think you can catch pneumonia, because isn't pneumonia just like...
If it's walking pneumonia, you can.
I don't think you can.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure my sister got it from me.
Let's see. Hang on. Transmission of pneumonia. Let's try that.
Yeah.
Because isn't pneumonia just the, like, the inflammation? Isn't that just the word for inflammation and, like, fluid in your lungs?
I believe so, but I...
Okay, no, I guess you can.
Yeah.
Well, so you gave her the virus.
Okay.
Or the bacteria. Actually, pneumonia is caused by a number of infectious agents, including viruses, bacteria, and fungi.
Ooh, fungi.
So
did I have fungi?
You may have given her fungi.
Wow. I mean, you know, I certainly don't know the science behind it, but I know that I came back for one day. I then went away for another 4 days. I didn't come back for the next week. And when I came back, they were like, yeah, Miss Conroy, I got pneumonia. She like almost died. I was like, whoa.
And I just made out with her.
I know. I didn't think anything would go wrong.
Yeah. She was just like, listen, if I ever had a kid, I would have named it Greg.
I would have named it Greg. Now get over here.
Yeah.
and suck on my 65-year-old face.
Yeah. And you're like, well, this is my one chance.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have another chance like this.
And then she pulled the condom out and stuck it in her mouth and then started unrolling it.
Yeah. On your nose and not your dick. Yeah. And you're like, I don't think you're doing this right.
She's like, no, I am just Miss Conroy. I don't know what this is.
Yeah. I don't know. I was at a conference where fellow health teacher from New Jersey explained it to me, but she made a face, but I didn't really understand what was going on, so this is what I came up with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good God. Yeah, I mean, that could have been my chance. Could have been my chance.
Wouldn't that be great if in the future this became, like, a historical record? For some reason, like, somebody burned this one episode onto a disc, and they found it, and they recovered the data, and they were just like, like, it's like an AI situation where the whole world is frozen over except for Haley Joel Osment and this disc. And the aliens are just like, all right, we're able to recover this, so this is what we came up with.
Oh, yeah. They're just like, these guys, they were they were quite obsessed with this topic.
Teachers were just trying to fuck everybody.
Yeah. And apparently, everyone put condoms on with their mouth.
And then the aliens are like, should we be doing that? We never thought of it. We invented warp drive just like Scott Bakula, but we never actually figured out that you could put condoms on with your mouth. I mean,
no
I guess
one gets
it makes
that
sense.
Reference either since someone watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I hope so. I hope that that's what happens. I mean, if they listen to our podcast as any sort of like idea of how people lived, I almost feel bad for misrepresenting humankind a little bit. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not a total misrepresentation.
No, it's. I mean, they would just be an extreme representation.
Yeah,
but it would be. Yeah, you know, I mean, it'd be fine.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, I know. Where do we go from there?
How do we get to? We got to all of that because I got lung cancer.
Because I worked in the garage today. From suck to blow.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do that because apparently you can blow air bubbles into the peen.
Yeah, you can get into my weenus, and apparently that's what happened.
Yeah, and then that led us to that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know what more the people would want out of us.
No, I think we can. I think we should just box that up and ship it.
I think we should put that on CD and launch that into space.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think we should make a bunch. We should launch one into space. We should put one in some sort of a waterproof container and throw it in the ocean.
And we should send
bury
one
in the desert.
Yeah, we should send one to Miss Conroy. Conroy? Which one
Conroy.
Was it? Conroy, yeah. Send one to her.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, she must be living in her own worm farm by now. There's no way. I mean, gosh, she was old when I was a kid. Who knows?
I had a thought the other day where I was just like, so, okay, here's where we go with this. I had a, speaking of old teachers, though, we were at an event last night for fundraising for something school-related. And it was fine. It was fine. The event was over at like 8, and all the other people were there were just like, well, the people that we went with were like, well, we have a babysitter, so let's not waste it. Let's go to a bar. So we went to a bar, and that turned out fine. But anyway, before that, we had another Frank Sinatra kind of impersonator.
Oh, Jesus.
Who was actually worse than the last one that we talked about.
He was worse?
Yeah. He sounded nothing like Frank Sinatra. Did a decent Dean Martin.
Did he at least drink Jack Daniels?
He did not reference
it. Or did he not make note of it?
He did not make note of it. He had a drink when he was Dean Martin. But I was telegraphing his jokes.
Semi-accurate.
And I knew his jokes ahead of time. Some of them. Because they were the Rat Pack jokes. He started to make one joke. Because one of the guys at our table was starting to do... Because the woman... He had a sound engineer that was supposedly his wife. And her name, I was going to say, is Christine. And Christine did not have the right, like, button for the... Because she had that sound ready.
Do you not believe that it was his wife? You think that was an act?
I don't know. Like, he mentioned it. But, like, I don't know. Maybe that is
there something suspicious
not.
About it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe it's his wife, maybe it's not. I don't know.
Sorry, I was curious about the supposedly part.
Because here's the thing. He might have just opened it up for the joke where he was just like, we've been married for this many years. You know what the secret to a good marriage is? Never go to bed angry. You just stay up all night and fight. Yeah. Anyway, which I thought he was gonna be like, you just sleep in the recliner. Like, I thought it was gonna be like something like that.
Yeah, a little more straightforward.
Yeah, but he's just like, you just stay up and fight. And I'm like, oh, well, that seems shitty. Because then you have a bad day the next day.
Yeah, you must.
Like, you're both tired, and you're probably gonna fight again the next day since you didn't sleep well because you stayed up all night fighting.
Right. At least sit in the lazy boy.
Yeah, so he would do, like, the punchlines to these jokes. And then it would be, like, one, two, three, ba-dum-tsh, and you would hear the sound play. So I guess she had to, like, at one point he would, like, do the punchline of a joke, and I'd be like, all right, she has to minimize the window, open up this window, hit the button, ba-dum-tsh.
Could you, like, see him waiting for the, like, waiting for the cue?
No.
Like awkwardly, like, waiting up there.
No, I didn't really. I didn't look at him that much.
Oh. You diverted your eyes.
Yeah. But then one of the guys at our table with his knife on the table was trying to do, like, the, like, rhythm of the ba-dum ching. So we were trying to tell him when to go. And one of his jokes was like, you know, my mother is 88 years old. 88 years old. She's in great health. She doesn't even need glasses. And yeah. Then he pauses, and I say, she drinks straight from the bottle. Get ready. And he goes, she drinks straight from the bottle. And our guy at our table does the thing. And then it's a second later, and you hear, ba-dum-ching. And I was like, I've never heard that joke before, but it was so obvious.
Wow. I hadn't heard of that either. You were doing a better job than this guy
Yes.
was.
And here's the... Okay. Now, this may not... It's not a great joke either way. But there's two versions of this joke. One that I came up with. And one I think is better than the other. And you tell me which one.
All right.
The setup is... did you hear about the two potatoes on the corner and one of them was a hooker? I could tell because... Now, one punchline is... Because it was the one with all the eyes on it.
Yeah.
And then the other one was... Because it was the one with the sticker that said, Idaho.
You know what? The eyes one isn't that funny, but it's at least I feel like it's a little more clever. The Idaho okay. one is. Yeah. Why?
So the eyes one was me.
Okay.
Which is why it was more clever. The Idaho yes. one was him. But the delivery was just like, it was the one with the sticker on it that said Idaho. And I was like, I don't know. That just took a long time to get there, I feel like. I feel like the word sticker throws the whole thing off.
Yeah, like he accentuated sticker?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
You're
supposed to accentuate fooled. They fooled me, Jerry.
So the... I was in the act a little bit. Because he was going around having people sing along. And when he was... Dean Martin singing Volare. He was doing the mic around for the... Was it Whoa?
Yeah.
So he went up to one guy at our table, and the guy was like, no, I'm good. And then he stuck it in my face, and he was like, all right, you're elected. And I was like... And I wasn't entirely paying attention, so I was like, fuck, what part of the song are we in? And he started, and I did it, and it wasn't like I jumped in the middle. And he was like... All right, let's try that again. And I did again. He was like, beautiful. And I was like, okay. But I was like, damn it, I should have just, like, when he put the mic in front of my face, and he, after he said, all right, you're elected, and then stuck the mic in front of my face, I should have been like, I want a recount. Man, it might have been okay with some of the older people there.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay.
So I can see you telling jokes to old people.
Yeah. So the whole reason that I tell this story, besides yet another Sinatra impersonator, he also does Bobby Darin. And he has 10 CDs. One is a tribute to Frank Sinatra. One is a tribute to Dean Martin. One is a tribute to Bobby Darin. And I was like, what are the other 7, though?
But yeah.
Guess how much he sells the CDs for, too, by the way.
$15.
$10.
Oh.
Which I still think is too much.
Well, yeah, clearly.
But, but after his show, I go into the bathroom because I've had a lot of beer at this point. And I'm like, all right, I got piss. So I go into the bathroom, and I hear one of the doors, like a door in the handicap stall, you know, as somebody's, like, pressing against it, putting something on the hook, and it makes that rattling sound on the lock.
Yeah.
And I look over, and I see, a bag come up from the top, and there's jeans hanging, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's the guy changing in the handicap stall. So I came out, and I said to the group, I was like, guys, great news. Almost not quite, even remotely close, Frank Sinatra is just like us. He also changes out of his tuxedo in the handicap stall.
And?
And they were like, that's really comforting.
Oh, so for, I'm sorry, for a second I thought you said it, like, to people in the bathroom.
No. Like, no.
I was going to be like, it was what did he do?
It was just me and him in the bathroom, so I was just like.
Oh.
So I wanted, like, while I was pissing, to be like, great show, and just see what he said. But I was like, nah, I'll let him change in peace.
Let him change in peace. So, wait, where was this? Was it at, like. A real place?
It was at it wasn't a VFW hall, but it was like that.
A post or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, wait, why is he changing in the bathroom?
Yeah, he doesn't get his own dressing room.
Ah, that's a shame.
So the reason I tell this is because there's a woman that gets up at the beginning, and she goes, I just want to thank everybody for coming tonight. You know, we've done this for so many years. We raised this much money. We really appreciate it. I also want to remind everybody that we have a Remembrance Night, which is the last Wednesday in April. So it's coming up this Wednesday. For so-and-so, which is a teacher that was murdered many years ago, and so, which was another teacher that was killed, and this year we'll also be remembering 5 other teachers that were retired and have died since the last Remembrance Night. And I was like, we haven't even eaten yet, and you're really bringing the party down, lady.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the guy, the Frank Sinatra guy, is in the corner being like, geez, how do you follow this act?
Mm. Oh, hey. Like murder victims and
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah. She was murdered. Now, the cafeteria staff did a great job making the food tonight. So so everybody enjoy. Have fun.
Try the veal.
Yeah, try the veal.
While you're thinking about the murder.
Yeah. But no, I was like, how many teachers did I have that are now dead?
Oh.
Which was the comment, you were like, she's probably dead by now, which made me be like, how many teachers did I have that are probably now dead? Probably a good number of them. I had a lot of older teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Except for one grade in like middle school where they were all young. They were all young females.
Yeah.
At least one of them was pretty cute.
Or at least as far as you remember.
As far as I remember, one of them was also pretty cute. And then the other young teacher was like a real like hippie kind of lady that didn't shave her legs or her armpits.
Ah, she one of them.
She of course taught English, so
that's not surprising.
Yeah.
Very nice dry topic.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Just like her vagina.
Yeah. I do remember having a conversation with a friend at the time about which one of them, because there was another one that I think was real young too. I don't remember which. I think it must have been the science teacher then.
Mm. What was the question? Which one you would want to get weird with?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Middle school, we really didn't have too many good-looking teachers. There was a couple. Yeah. There was one that was, like, really good-looking. But I'm not sure if she was just extremely good-looking because the rest were really gross. But.
Oh, yeah. Like, the circumstances, like.
Yeah, it's like that one girl that's, like, friends with all the other less attractive girls. And you're like, oh, yeah, totally. Yeah.
Well, I think the one that I seemed to like the best was the math teacher, and I think it was because she was very young. I think she like just recently got out of school, so she was dressing very 90s, like very much like she was a cast member in Friends.
Oh yeah,
which at the time you were like, yeah. So I think that might have done it for me.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You were just envisioning her. Being Courtney Cox or something.
Yeah. Probably Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Courtney Cox was just too much work.
We say Cox was too much work?
Yeah, Cox was always too much work. That's why I'm straight.
Oh, God. It's a good answer. Good answer.
Fan of the Feud. Good answer. Yeah, so I think that was it. Also, just while we're on the topic of school and olden days, I was talking to a kid who's in college now, and I made reference to him to the term whale tail.
Oh yeah,
and he just kind of looked at me blankly. I was like, "Do you know what that means?" And he was like, "No, I have no idea." And I was like. Really, whale tail is like an out of date term now. And then I was like, oh well, it's like, and I was trying to explain. I was like, well, it's like, I was like, he probably if he doesn't know the term, then he probably doesn't like have ever seen one. I guess they fixed genes since then. But I was like, you know, when a girl's wearing a thong and like when she's sitting down or something, her jeans like go down. And you see her thong, it's like whale tail. And he was like, oh, yeah, I guess that kind of makes sense. And then I immediately flashed back to a Spanish class in high school. I think it was freshman year. When I had the pleasure of sitting behind one girl that almost had a daily whale tail.
A daily, huh?
A daily whale. Yeah, she was something.
Was she one of the people in the... You know, first freshman year of high school that was needing the instructions on the blowjobs?
No, I think she already had that mastered.
Oh, she didn't. She didn't need to know about the bowling alley condoms.
No, I think she already had that stuff figured out. I mean, maybe she should have been notified of the condom situation.
As in, she should have been using them.
I mean, I don't think she got like pregnant or anything, but I'm just saying. I think she had the technique down, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Huh. Well, I don't know if, I don't know if girls that would actively have the thong come up above the jeans, I don't know if that's just not in now, or maybe they've been shamed enough that they stopped.
But here's the thing. It wasn't like when she was standing up. It was only when she was sitting down.
Yeah, but they know what they're doing.
They know.
Yeah, I mean, that's not like oh, well, I can't believe you could see the top of my thong. That's like,
oh, no, I had no idea.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was. Yeah, but
every Spanish class, she was probably sitting in there going, like, I can't believe I'm wasting this whale tail on this loser sitting behind me. Can we change seats?
I'd much rather sit in front of Jimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Keith.
You know.
Hey, you know, was she hot, or was she just like a gross and got around?
As I remember, I think her body was real good. I realize we're also, her face.
We're also talking about like what, like a 16-year-old.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, so I mean, obviously,
the younger version of myself is what I'm invoking.
Yes, you're channeling, yeah.
Okay. I think these were my thoughts at the time.
Yes. Okay. That's what I was essentially.
Because I don't really have a clear picture of her.
Just from the back. I feel like that might be the same image that a lot of dudes had of her.
Yeah, it might be.
Yeah.
Anyway. And on that note, this has been this week's episode of But You're Wrong. I have been Keith Bodalo.
I was Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. If you need help putting a condom on, ask your health teacher.
Thank you for listening to the But You're Wrong podcast. If you like what you hear, check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. You can also check us on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. And if you have any grievances to air, be sure to email them to bywpodcast@gmail.com.